started quick than that.
Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and this is where we talk about, well, anything and everything to do with archery in the state of Georgia and Georgia archers, wherever they may shoot. Ugh. One of them days, right? And, of course, I got my favorite co-host, my sidekick, my climb the hill together, Robbie Surface. What's up, Robbie?
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm wonderful. We had a good weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Not everybody's going to understand the climb the hill
no,
analogy.
They're not until we talk about it, but we're going to definitely talk about it.
I'm sure we will get into it.
Yes, sir. I'll just go ahead. My weekend was good. Saturday, we did a bunch of bow setups and had a lot of Friday started with a whole lot of archers coming through because they happened to be traveling to this little spot close to us. And Saturday, same thing happened after they either got finished or before they went to shoot, they showed in. So we had a bunch of folks come through. And then on Sunday, we got up early that morning and hit it out and, you know, slung some arrows with a few of our favorite friends.
Yeah. About the same this way. We left Friday afternoon, went to Greensboro, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Stayed the night, had a good dinner, and got up Saturday and done a little arching. And, you know, or the kids did a little arching. And then Sunday, you know, we got up and did some arching ourselves.
Sure did.
Yep. Good weekend of archery.
For sure. There's no doubt about it. Had a blast. So let's just start it off.
Just dive right off into it.
Weekend, this past weekend, who shot this weekend? Well, the Total Archery Challenge came to Georgia for the first time ever. Started on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and I got a feeling they'll be back, or at least I hope they'll be back.
Me and you both.
That was an event that, you know, that I had wanted to do for a long time.
Me and you both.
And always ultimately made an excuse as to why I couldn't do
it. Yeah, why are we not making it? I had this, that, and the other.
This year I wasn't making an excuse. They were in Georgia. I was already halfway there. I was going.
Yep.
And I went.
That's right. And on the other side, on the left coast, they had the Redding. Everybody understands Redding at the NFAA Mark 3D National Classic Trail Shoot Championship. And so we had, I looked at the list. There were two archers from Georgia there.
Who was that?
I knew you was going to ask, and I don't remember who they were.
But not on the show notes.
No, it's not on show notes. And I had just saw that there were two archers on that list. But on Saturday, I was at work and you were standing in Putnam County at the Rockama Eagle doing a state 4-H outdoor.
In the rain. Which I got to say, it was not near as bad as
years past.
Kind of thought it may get weather forecast. We did get rained on a little bit, but it was not bad. The kids shot. They had a great time. It looked like, you know, they persevered through the little rain that we did have. Fortunately, the wind wasn't that bad, even with the rain.
Yep.
So all in all, I mean, Saturday was a great day, and it went really well.
I didn't write how many. I think it was 587 archers, 600-something archers for that event, I think.
There was a lot of kids there. A lot of archery going on.
And I will tell you what, I was super proud of everybody who shot. You went down the list, and it was funny to see different names in different places, different counties. There was a whole bunch of names. And if we went through that list, we'd be here for 500-some-odd people because they're all from Georgia. So we're not going to call out all those. But I do want to give a little shout-out to the Walton County senior compound team.
Absolutely.
Because the senior compound team went in leading before they went into the second part to the 3D in the field section, and they came out with the win. They're headed to Nationals. So congratulations, guys.
I am so proud of them.
That's a team you started.
Kind of partial to that team.
That's
you right. know. I am so proud of each and every one of those kids.
That is,
you know,
that
they were in the running last year.
Yep, came in second last year.
This year they went with a goal in mind and they were able to achieve it. So
yep.
Congratulations to all of them, Dougie and Gabby and Harrison, Allie and the other young fellow. Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know him as well as the other ones,
yep.
but congratulations to each and every one of those kids. You know, they earned it. They deserved it, but they earned it.
Yep. They worked hard to get there. So congratulations. There was also an S3DA regionals, the last regional. I don't know why we missed it on the paperwork before, but you know, busy things, planning, doing other
Unfortunately,
things.
Unfortunately, just got
you
overlooked.
Know, it got overlooked. But the Velocity Archery had that's the last 3D regional for S3DA.
Mm-hmm.
Had 36 archers, and everybody that I saw post, and they said they had a great time. So that's awesome.
And it was unfortunate that shoot was on the same weekend as an S3DA. And unfortunately, like we've talked about in the past, there's only so many weekends.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the 4-H kids are S3DA archers, such as all three of our kids on the Lee County 12 ring team.
Yep.
And before we get too far, I've got to give a shout out as well. Liam Daniel.
Yep.
Finished third in the junior class. And Avery Varnado is another one that has worked really, really hard in the senior class. And you know as well as I do, that's a very stiff class. Those kids can absolutely pound. Easton Stokes, Cameron Ford. You know, I'm just going to name a few. Cameron Ford just went in there and killed it with a 708 or 709 in the senior class and won it. I mentioned Easton, Avery, Liam. Brody Broadnax went in there and just threw it down in the junior class. I watched him sit there just tear arrows up one after another.
Yep.
Stacked
them in there with 23s.
Yep. Cameron Tweed was on the same bell as or right there next to Avery and Cannon Holloway. I mean, Cody Ayers, this was Ryan Nelson's last 4-H. Been watching that kid grow up for the last several years.
Yep.
Even back when Nathan was competing.
Yep.
And
long
Austin
time ago.
And those
yep.
kids,
uh-huh.
you know,
yep.
It's so real.
It's so real.
Surreal. Yes. Yeah, surreal to watch these kids age out.
Yep.
You know, kids that we've known for
ever,
what feels like ever.
Yeah.
So congratulations to each and every one of those kids. So proud of all of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all worked really, really hard. People don't realize just how much time and effort goes into competing.
Yep.
And to be able to do it at that age, it's tough as an adult.
Oh, for sure.
To prepare for an event.
Especially, and that's a huge
teenagers
event.
That are got school and homework and
oh yeah
and responsibilities at home and chores. I'm proud of each and every one
oh,
of
yeah.
them.
Oh yeah, they did awesome. There's no doubt about it. There's a whole lot of names on that list, and a lot of them, me and you have touched in one way or the other, just from seeing them to you know coming into shops and you know hanging out at different tournaments and different things, and just watching them grow and mature and turn into you know great archers and great human beings. You know, and little adults is all that is. You know.
Yeah, that's and there's no way to sit here and name all
no.
of them. Brianna Moore and Caden.
Yeah,
and, I mean,
we'll,
just
it's crazy. We'll,
so
we'll,
many
we'll,
of them.
We'll, the list is 500 long, and we probably know half of them. You know what I mean? At
and
one point in time. So
from a coaching standpoint, man, it's almost like they're your kids.
Oh, for sure.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud of Walton is because, you know, that's a team that
you,
I'm partial
you helped,
to.
You,
I mean,
helped, you helped start,
I
kick,
love
that,
those
kick
kids
that back into gear.
Known, yep, I've known them for a long time. Just super
right.
proud of them.
Well, on Sunday, let's see, 3D, Rocky Creek Archery Club had a shoot. I didn't see any scores. R&D had their shoot, their makeup shoot from when it rained so much, and they ended up with 26 shooters. I saw the post after this was written. And then I sent a message to Akron Acres Archery to see how many they
had. The first time I've seen that name.
That's they're in Deering. They're a new club. And I sent them a message that says, hey, I don't have your schedule, but I've been sharing it every time I see it post through the social medias, you know. But that kind of thing. So, you know, that's who shot. And, of course, Tack was still shooting. So,
yeah.
And we can go talk about it. We posted a thing. Let's first talk about we posted a thing. You know, good luck to everybody. Post your favorite picture in the comments under that. And Robbie goes through and gets to pick out a picture. So
yeah, I was able to pick. And there was a lot of pictures posted.
There was. Great pictures.
A lot of pictures posted. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to pick. And the one that I chose ultimately was, and I hope I don't booger this name up too bad, Jazz Leach.
There it is.
And that was on the 111 yards target to have his name put into the drawing for the truck.
Yep.
So good luck, Jazz. Hope you are the one that is chosen to win the truck, because that is an inside out 11.
Yep, for sure.
At 111 yards.
Yep. And if y'all notice, Robbie's got a little swag on. As I talked about it.
Got my swag on.
You know, Robbie's got his Georgia Archery swag, so that's what we're gonna send out to Jazz. So I will get in contact with him, see what color shirt he wants, and get him hooked up, and, you know, doing that thing. So
that's a phenomenal shot. Now, I do not know how many arrows it took.
Four.
To get that. Was that the fourth one, or was it the first one, or the third one?
Second one.
That was the second one.
Second shot. He spent $30, hit the middle. I said, well, why did you do it again? He's like, maybe I could do it again.
Yeah, because every time you hit the middle, you get to put your name in the hat.
That's right. There was a guy there who spent $1,000. He spent $1,000 for that, on that. He paid $1,000. That's 80 shots, right?
Wow.
If my math is correct. He had 16 left, and he had 4 tickets. So he had hit it 4 times, and he had 16 left when I was standing there. So he had hit it 4 times out of the 80, or out of the 75 or whatever it was. So he had 16 left or something. So
wow.
He was trying to get that truck.
He was wanting that truck.
Yeah.
Will they draw for it? Have you heard?
They got to have finished, because it goes around to all of them, right? Mm-hmm. So when everything's finished. From what I understand, from where everything's finished, then they put everybody's name on a spinny wheel.
Okay.
And if you got your name 10 times on there, you got name 10 times, and they put it on a spinny wheel. Then the wheel spins, and somebody shoots it at 111 yards. Whatever name it lands on is who gets the truck.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I hope that they filmed that and post it out there.
Yeah, man, that would be awesome.
So, you know, I will say, if we go back to the top, because I put it up there, I did talk to the TAC and sent him an email. I said, okay, I want to know how many archers you had, because there was rumors, and I talked to him. So here's the numbers that I got. Registered per day, 1,900 on Friday, 2,000 on Saturday, and 900 on Sunday. Not that it could be the same person Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
There was several of those.
So total archers, individuals, people who did shoot the range, was 2,000 shooters.
So they had 2,000 total
shooters.
It's about the same number as an ASA event.
Oh, no. ASA had 1,200 last time.
Well, I mean, we're talking about Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. It's out there. That's what, you know. We talked about that.
1,800 or 1,800, 2,000. Yep. So, right in line with an ASA event. But, man, what a fun event it was.
There's no doubt about it.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
The bus driver.
Oh, yeah. For
the
real.
Bus driver.
Hey, if watch out for that bottom step.
You miss out.
All right. So I can tell you something that you probably don't know is they had two buses on Friday.
Oh, wow. I know they had a bus and a van on Sunday.
Yes, but they had two buses on Friday and it caught fire twice.
Say, huh?
The one bus caught fire. They pulled off to the side of the road and she put it out with a fire extinguisher. They got it unhooked. It was a junction of wire with a control box. They unhooked it, got it redone, and said, all right, you go on your way. About an hour later, it catches fire again, and they cannot get it put out. She kept spraying the thing, until they disconnected the battery. The fire would not go out. So that was on Friday. That's exciting.
Wow.
Could you imagine being on that bus and it catch fire?
No, because our bus driver was a hoot. Boy, she was.
You ain't lying.
Going down the hill. She's like Indy. You know, she hit the brakes, and it was a pretty strong set of brakes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, I've only been driving a bus for 3 days. You know, I'd had a people sandwich yesterday.
Yep.
She was an absolute hoot, man.
So, yeah. So, if people don't know, they had a bus, but they didn't have regular benches in it like a school bus does. Had two elongated benches down each side of the windows. And when that woman slammed on brakes, we all became good friends. And we all moved to the front. Because when she hit the brakes,
Saturday she had done that once, and person that was sitting in the back was sitting up front.
That's right, and on top of everybody else. They said the gate closed and she hit the brakes. So, we heard all kinds of stories. It was fun. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She was coming around them curves, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, she come around one of them kind of hot, and somebody said something. She's like, yeah, I've only been driving a bus for 3 days. Yeah. Like, say, what?
Yep.
You can stop now. We'll walk the rest of the way.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
she was so funny. And everybody that was in our group, Nick and his wife, Jess.
Yep.
They were I think we're going to walk back. I'm like, no, dude, I'm riding back. That's part of the adventure there.
Oh, for sure. Don't step on the bottom step.
Yeah, don't step on the bottom step. Never. You go to the bottom.
I tell you what. Well, me and you both shot the Leopold course.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was stated to be – they lied to us. They lied to us.
They bamboozled us.
All right.
I think I mentioned this, but look, let me kind of set the stage at least for us. I chose the Leopold course because we had Josh, Miss Katie, Nick, Alicia, and Grayson.
Yep.
And have never done anything
nothing
like
this, yeah.
Katie and Avery, or Katie and Alicia haven't shot a target much over 30 yards since they've had their bows. Grayson has shot 4.8, so he shot some longer targets, and Avery has shot a couple of 3Ds.
Yep.
I am the only one in our group that had any experience shooting anything such as this, and my only experience is either ASA or the R100.
And someone was pregnant, right? What's her name?
Yeah, pregnant? Jess. Okay. Now, she wasn't shooting, but she
I know, but she walked with you. She went with you.
She walked with us, and she was filming for Raising Arrows TV. She's pregnant.
Yep.
So we chose the Leopold course because of it being a softer range, you know, a lot of
60-yard.
A lot of new archers or so, you know, relatively new archers. And this was a great way to introduce them.
Oh, for sure.
To shooting some outdoor 3D animals and whatnot.
Oh, they got introduced. They got introduced. Well, let me tell you.
The first few targets.
Oh, yes. Were so
very manageable.
Yeah, you set that up. Why did I pick the Leopold course? Because I'm a fat guy. And I'm thinking Dahlonega. If it's a 114-yard shot or 120-yard shot, I got to walk down there to it and then come back, you know, or whatever.
Or move on past.
Past. And so I know I'm going to be walking that much more on top of what you'd think of a 3D shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, we'll just do the 60. I haven't had a chance to check 100, make sure, you know, whatever. So that's why I chose it. And Mark has never done this before, so we brought him out. And James had never done this before, so we brought him out. And I brought a young man named Noah, little 12, 13-year-old. Like, hey, this is a great introduction. Same thing, like you said, you know, to learn how this works. Plus, we're learning, you know, how the system is.
Yeah, the tax system. Yeah. We're accustomed to the ASA system.
Yeah. So here we go. First target, you know, get off the bus, walk down there, take your starting line picture. First target was nice. Second target, you know, sort of gradual heel. A little farther away from targets, you know, from one target to the next target than what we're used to. And I was like, well, we're going to walk a little bit. Then shebang.
Yeah. Well, leading up to before that, we get up to Tent City.
Yep.
Josh and Miss Katie and Avery and Grayson, they're getting some Jack Gear bow slings and whatnot. And yep. I talked to a few of the sales reps that I knew, and you know, running Alley Good and Scott Ware and some of those peoples, and saw Mark, saw you.
Byron, but saw, Scotty.
Saw Byron. Decided, you know, I'm gonna go on over to the warm up range, if you will, because Alicia outside of the yard shooting at 30 and 40 yards has really never shot much, and we don't have a clue if either A, my tape is close,
or hers. Yeah.
So we go over there and we start shooting a little bit, and then start talking to a few people, and one guy's like, so what's, you know, he asked, what's range y'all shooting? Well, we're shooting Leopold. He's like, good luck.
We're just like, what?
Wait a minute. Back up.
Yep.
Why good luck? Hope you're in shape. Yeah, I'm in shape, Bubba. Round.
Yeah, round is a shape.
And he goes on to tell us that that is a very enduring, physically challenging range. Mm-hmm. Now, overall, it wasn't a
technical,
very challenging range on the technical side.
Shooting, yeah.
But the physical endurance, son?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. I had a phenomenal time. I would go back and shoot it again tomorrow now that I have recovered for a couple of days.
Yep.
But it was very physically challenging. Now, we here in where I live in Southwest Georgia is
flat,
fairly flat. You know, we're flatlanders. That ain't flat up there, Bubba.
No, sir. It's a long way from
there. There wasn't
flat.
Nothing flat about it.
No, sir. There wasn't a flat spot nowhere. Well, I tell you, I'm the same way. And then we get on the bus, and the guy goes, oh, Lord. He said, what? He said, you just grab on trees and keep moving. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. He said, grab on trees and keep moving. I was like, he said, I tell you what, I have shot every course out here, and that is the difficultest walking course.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I said, I am a fat guy, and I'm fixing to get on the most difficult walking course there is.
Yeah. I started second guessing myself. I was wondering if we could go back up to the trailer and
see if you could change it over to Jack Lynch.
Hey, man, I don't know. I signed up for the wrong thing. Can we change?
For sure.
But we decided to stick it out, not knowing that what we were getting ourselves into. And
so you
there was a few times we had to stop and huff and puff. And
you were 30. You teed off 30. Well, knocked off 30 minutes before me. Did you go in? Did you go in early?
No, we started about 10:15.
Okay, so that's a little early, right? You're supposed to be 10:30, right?
Well, mine was 10 o'clock.
Okay, so y'all started a little late.
Yeah, just a few minutes.
Okay, so when we got there to get to the bus, you know, they tell you get the bus to 15, 20 minutes early. We was like, well, we got to get everybody. So we moseyed on over there, and it was right at a little before 11. He's like, hey, you're supposed to be 11:30, right? He's like, yep. He said, look, I haven't taken nobody to that. We ain't even pushed nobody out there in a while. Go on. So we got out there 11:15. And we go through, and it was fine. There was nobody behind us. And two guys got off with us, but there was two guys in there running and gunning, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get as many as we can in. They were shooting and pulling and gone, you know? They were jogging the first half of the course. I do not remember seeing them until we got into the woods where we wound all the way down. And in the mountain, they don't have a trail, but some pink ribbon that looked like a billy goat must have tied it.
Yeah.
But before that, I'm sitting there, and I hear somebody, Robbie for the save, and I knew it was your wife. So I was like, if Robbie's saving folks, he better stay there, because he's going to save me if it's that bad. And I hollered back, but I know it, you can't hardly hear
No, what? I mean, I didn't even know it was you that hollered. I heard
somebody holler.
Something, but I couldn't tell what it was.
But that was funny. And
yeah, that hill there.
Yeah, that was the one. I mean, don't get me wrong. There was a bunch of hills and some slick, muddy stuff, right? I'm so glad it wasn't raining when we went.
Oh, you're telling me.
Can you imagine doing that in the rain?
I'd still be down there.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody would have had to come get me on the side.
For sure. You'd have to call that number in your paperwork that says emergency number. If something happens, hey.
That particular hill.
Yeah.
I climbed up on it. And I don't know if we went up the right way or not, but we went up where in an area.
It was seemed easier.
That had the most.
Trees.
You know, traffic.
Okay.
We could tell other people had gone that way. And that's the reason why I chose that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the most trees that you could actually grab.
Pull yourself up.
So I got up this, I don't know, 3, maybe 4 foot, just almost straight up embankment and laid on my side and was
reaching
pulling
down.
People up
to the
and handing them
stuff.
A bow to continue to hike up the side with. Dude, if it had rained or been raining or was raining, we would all still be down.
100%. So,
and there was a gentleman in the group behind us that was – you know, he was a full-size man.
Yep.
And I wondered if he was going to be able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Because it was stout, son.
No doubt it was stout. I hurt. When I got to the top, when we finally walked all the way through and got settled and went to the, you know, you peek out, and then that one target was the next target. And they go, you're shooting first. I'm like, in about 10 minutes.
Well, about the time we all got up the hill and made it to that road, there was a gentleman and his wife that come through, and he was the only one shooting. She wasn't shooting.
She was, just running with him.
Yeah, she was just running with him.
Yep.
And he was like, hey, dude, y'all
go
ahead
That's
and shoot
right.
through.
We pushed
Take
him.
Your time.
We let
We're
him
good.
We let him through,
He's
too.
He's like, no, yo. And I was like, man, we got a group of 6 or 7.
Yep.
Just go ahead and shoot through. Oh, you don't mind? No, we do not mind. Matter of fact, if you want to shoot it twice, shoot it.
That's right.
We need a break.
And then he told me, that's the same guy. We talked to him because he came through. We were standing waiting. And he come up. It's just him shooting. And I was like, dude, you're more than welcome to shoot first. And you can get on with the next group. If they'll let you go, you can, you know, mosey through. And he's like, well, I ain't got no rangefinder. I'm just listening to the arrows and see where it hits. I'm like, excuse me? He said, my rangefinder died at number 2 target. I said, okay. Mm. And he said, then I dropped my bow and the sight's bent. I said, okay. Mm. And he hit the target in the 10 ring. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you go, boy.
You go, boy. But, yeah, I saw that same gentleman, and we got down. And I tell you what, it was funny because we caught up somewhere along the way with a group. You know how it is. One of them heels, you know, you catch up with somebody. We caught up with a group, and we started listening to them. And it was like a group of 5 or 6, and half of them would miss. And it would psych you out. You wouldn't see the target. You know, I'm thinking, what the heck are they shooting at?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few of those.
And then we get there, and I'm like, how'd you miss that? That one was open. It ain't like it was, you know, threading a needle or, it's like, okay. So we all shot. And then Mark had psyched himself out listening to all them arrows hit. He was aiming harder and leveling more and, you know, not hitting quite as good because it was, you know, he'd done psyched himself out. And then we moved through, and the people behind us, there'd be 3 or 4 arrows go, chong, chong, chong. I'm thinking, oh, Lord. But it was a great time.
So out of the 25 targets that we shot, what was your favorite?
Favorite target. The turkey in the hole between the 2 trees. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So because it's a small target. It was more technical than any other shot, really, and, you know, some of the shots that we'd had. So it was one of them thread the needle through the hole and hit the target. So I liked that shot.
Mine would have been the 50-yard bedded buck.
Oh, yeah. The one with the road in front? No, that's not it.
Yeah, the hill.
Hill?
Where the hill crested.
Essentially, you
because
didn't see
we thought it was a standing deer because my I can't say that word.
You're familiar with.
Buck,
yep.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the 30-point buck being a standing deer.
Yep.
And I don't know if that was a 30-point buck. I can't remember exactly which IBO target or Reinhardt target
was. Reinhardt target it was. But
it looked like it was a standing deer, but all you can see is the top half.
Just like, yeah, like a like
of,
a
the, of the 10 ring, 10 and ring above.
And a rock.
You wouldn't be able to see like the lower 12.
You had to put your pin on the rock.
So what I that's exactly what I did. I ranged ahead and got 51.
Yep.
And set it on 50 or 51, whatever.
Put it on the rock.
Pretty much put it on the rock.
That's right. And just
knowing that it was going to arch over and over.
That's right.
And dropped it right in the 10 ring.
That was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool
shot. Was, if I had to choose one target being my favorite, that one would have been it, because it wasn't until we crested the hill that we
realized
that,
you know
it,
where
was
you,
that it was a
bedded
deer.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. I thought, I mean, that's a cool shot. And then we get around the corner, next to last, or a couple of targets last. There's a freaking land carp out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, how did that carp get here?
That one right there had Abigail going. She was cackling about the fish.
Yeah.
Daddy, I want to shoot the fish.
That's right.
You went and shot fish last week. You think you can hit this one? You didn't hit none of the fish you shot at when you went bone fishing. Well, I don't know if I can hit it or not, but we're going to try.
Yep. And then you go around the corner, down up, and then all of a sudden that last heel. Before you picked the top. And I was like, fellas, we're going to sit right here a minute. Let me recover before I climb that hill, because I don't want to be where I was at, you know.
So how many arrows did you lose?
One.
So you had a miss.
On the other turkey.
The full strut turkey?
Full strut turkey. I misset my sight. And shot over it. And needless to say, it went bang, 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 bang.
So you came back one arrow short.
One arrow short. Well, I got about that much. I got about that much of the arrow, because it slammed against a tree and I got a piece of it. So
I was happy. I shot 25 targets, hit all 25 targets.
Hey, you can't beat that.
I can't say that I killed all 25 targets, but I killed probably 22 out of the 25. Yep. I was, for a bow that had not been shot outside.
You thought you did pretty well with it.
Prior to taking it outside, I was stoked.
Yep.
At, you know. And this is more of a technical response or comment that I'm going to mention. And Alicia and I talked about it too. You know as well as I do, you know, you can build some anxiety, especially when it comes to events like this. A, you've never done it.
Oh, for sure.
Two, you've not practiced for it. You don't know what to expect. You 100%. Get in there and it's up and down and you're fatigued. Mm-hmm. I mean, really fatigued with some of the conditions of the environment that we were shooting in.
Or the fat boy that you did. I am.
That I am.
Just not ready, you know.
Yeah. Yep. I was really pleased at how well I aimed. I know that it don't seem like a big deal because it was a fun shoot and not a scoring round for us.
But you still aimed.
But I aimed well. And I would draw back and I'd come in the anchor. And I was able to hold it. And I didn't force. I don't feel like I forced the first shot out of all 25 targets, even shooting some of them straight up fatigued. Now, I don't know that I'm a control puncher, but, you know, I still do activate the thumb more than I should. But I really was able to go back and watch some of it in video and see that, you know, I still had that little pinky thing doing that I always do. But I didn't draw back and anchor and pow.
Yeah.
I was able to settle. Let the pin sit there, and I guess command shoot it when I wanted to shoot it.
Yeah.
And I took that as an accomplishment.
Hey.
Because that range whooped me.
Yes.
Physically.
Well, I mean, we both got phone calls on Monday. You okay?
Yeah. Old Botox called me. He said, you know, how'd you do? And I told him, you know, I came back with all my errors. Yep. And, you know, I made it through. And he's like, well, I'm going to call Big John and see if he's in the ER.
Because he said, I heard the same thing. It was the roughest climb.
It was a very, but I would do it again
tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I would. Look, I'd be in traction for 2 days, but I'll climb that sucker for 3 days. It's worth
it. We're thinking about now, not. We don't know exactly how the dates are going to line up yet, but if the dates line up next year like they did this year, we may go up and shoot tack on Friday, do 4-H on Saturday,
and then go back on Sunday,
and then go back and do tack again on Sunday.
I got you.
Saturday will give us somewhat of
a recovery
date for us adults. Now, Avery and Grayson, you know, they're young. They'll be able to.
That's right.
They're going to have to manage through it, figure out how to do it. You know,
well, I hope that I got other plans, so I'm hoping.
Yeah, you're talking about going to Redding, so there won't be no tackalicious for you.
Well, I hope that falls into place, that they have a different date, and then all of it can just go. Because you think about, out of the 500 archers that were at the 4-H event, some of them did show on Sunday, but how many of them would have showed on Friday or Saturday if they didn't have to shoot the 4-H?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know. I mean, and
not saying, I mean,
again, you know, and we've talked about it with other.
You never know.
Other clubs and other events. There's only so many weekends.
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
And another thing, I want to move to Dahlonega now. Absolutely beautiful place.
Food's good. The views are beautiful.
Yeah, the service at the restaurants and places.
There's just nice people up that way, man.
The service. Like, we went to Shenanigans Saturday night, I guess it was, mm-hmm. and ate dinner. And ordered our drinks and ordered some fried pickles.
Yep.
And Daniel and Lexi got there. About the time they got there, like, pickles was showing up. We hadn't been there long, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then ordered food, and within just a few minutes, the food was out. And it was great. It's not like they threw it in the microwave and brought it out some ramen noodles. I mean, it was good stuff.
Yep. That's good. Yeah, I've had nothing. I mean, we travel up there for, like, the fall festivals. So we go to Blairsville, and we've been to Dahlonega, and we've been to several other places. We love it up there. It's just it's a beautiful country, beautiful people.
I hope they do it there again.
And let's hope they do it again. Well, we've been, you know, we knew this was going to be a long one because we had to talk about TAC.
I guess we should probably move on. So who's shooting?
We might need to go to who's shooting this weekend. So who's shooting this weekend? Well, there's this U.S. Archery's, the USAT number 2 event down at Gator Cup down in Florida.
In Florida.
Is shooting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then up in Kentucky, in Louisville.
The biggest archery tournament in the world.
Yep, the Eastern NASP Indoor Nationals. And they also
on this weekend.
There's actually another tournament there at the same time. It's the NASP. IBO Indoor Championships. So
cool. Well, good luck to all the kids from the state of Georgia going to either A, goodness. Gator Cup, or B, Kentucky.
Kentucky, yep. I wish y'all all luck. That's happening. Some of them shoot Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, different
We've
days.
We've got some kids going from Lee County that I know that are going to shoot Kentucky.
Yep. And I saw today through the store – 7 NAS bows. I need a knocking point. I need some arrows. I want to make sure my strings are good, that kind of stuff, because we're leaving tomorrow, you know. So
wish
every one of them good luck. Well, this Saturday, there's an ASA qualifier in Gainesville. That's one of your heart in your heart, right?
Yeah, in my heart. Gainesville Archery Club won my first tournament in Gainesville ever a long time ago. So.
Yep.
And that's a beautiful place to shoot. Got some up and downs in it. Now, not quite like Dahlonega.
No, no.
But they got some up and downs.
They do have some up and downs. It's cool because I think that range has a little of everything. They got a flat side with a dark and tunnely. They got the ups and downs. I mean, I think that they do a great job and have cut the lanes in the right spot, so you get a little bit of everything, you know? Down your way, which is really not, but Fort Valley is still closer to your side of the world than my side of the world. Fort Valley Gun Club has a 3D shoot this weekend.
And then Team On Point.
Yep.
Also has a 3D shoot going on as well.
So there's a little asterisk beside that that says legal. Well, it don't spell that way, but I typed it in there to remind me.
I knew what you meant.
Yes. So everybody that's on this end of the world, which is my end of the world, and if you want to drive from Robbie's, that'd be great. Please try to support Team On Point this week. He is got a disgruntled neighbor that doesn't like that they shoot 3D at his house or that they shoot anything at his house. And they're having to rezone property and put up a fence and some other things that the county tells them they need to do to be able to continue teaching kids and adults how to shoot bows and run Team On Point. So,
that's a very good reason to go support them, right?
Exactly.
There.
So, they're not at his property. They're over at the Wildwood Park, but he's gonna have some fun shoots and some. I think they're gonna sell mulligans and some other stuff to try to raise a few dollars to help him offset some of that cost because we don't want archery to die because of some disgruntled neighbors, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's an international round at Okeechee Bowman. So if you're in Savannah area, there, I think that's a 9 o'clock shotgun start.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I was just wanted to push that out there because, you know, Jake and Trip and all those guys are real good guys, and they're trying to, you know, grow archers down there, and
they've done a good job over the years of Team On Point of growing the sport. So
that's right.
It's really sad to see them potentially lose their place because of
disgruntled neighbors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, go by there and support them. And matter of fact, if you want to throw a dollar his way, he'll take it. I promise you. He'll give you a link. You can look him up, Team On Point on Facebook, Instagram, Jake Martin, Trip. If you want to do it, you can throw it my way and tell him it's for him, and I will get it to him for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Mother's Day. Nothing else is scheduled.
No, don't schedule nothing on Mama's Day. That's
how it happens. Father's Day usually has 4 or 5 shoots, but Mother's Day usually doesn't. So
Mama's Day gets Mama's Day, whatever they want.
For sure. But I tell you what, I had a great time. Dude, it was good to see you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You
likewise.
Know,
it was fun.
I'm just going to say it. I really believe that TAC is an ASA killer. I swear I do. I said it. Y'all heard it.
I can see. I'm not going to say it's a killer, but it's definitely going to be a thorn in the side. Because
oh, for sure.
I enjoyed it. It was not a competition round. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed competition. Especially when I had the mindset of wanting to compete.
That's
and,
right.
And work to be competitive.
No doubt about it.
That was fun for me.
It was
and
fun.
And I was able to just
it was
go
what
and
archery
shoot
it's why
arrows.
We it's what we started archery for.
Right. If I'd have shot one in the nose socket, so be it.
So be it.
No, I didn't. Fortunately,
no,
I mean,
but
actually, I pretty much killed everything it shot at, and if I
didn't
kill it, it was a gut shot.
I did shoot that wild boar down in the bottom. I shot him in the ear.
Dude.
And everybody goes, "Why'd you do that?" I said, "Well, I thought that's where you shoot hogs at."
We'll go with that.
No, but I mean, I've shot hogs in the ear many a times, so it was just funny.
Yeah, I do too, but I got something.
It's a little louder. Depends
yeah.
if you put your can on it. Anyway, but yeah, dude, it was a great time. I suggest that anybody who didn't go, and if
go.
They go, there's no
do
doubt.
It.
Don't just wait. Don't just say I can't. I won't. I whatever. It don't make a darn. The guys, the group behind me. He had lost 14 arrows, and we was on the 14th target. I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yep." I said, "Like, he's like, how many did you hit if you shot 14? We was on the 14th target." He said, "Exactly," and he was just laughing and giggling, having a good time.
It was fun.
Oh, it was fun. But yeah, so I guess that's the end of that.
Yep, Mama's got chicken. Fajita tacos going in there, and I can smell it.
I think I got cube steak going. I smell
it
too.
This is the time where we tell everybody where they can find us.
Yep. So if you didn't see your information on here and you want to share your information, you can email me at georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow us, like us, share us everywhere on every social media from Facebook.
Twitter or I'll never be able to call
X.
It X. It'll always be Twitter.
Twitter.
Snap.
On the grams.
Grams, yeah.
And if you if you're listening to the audio, you clicked on it off of one of the social medias and you want to follow us, your favorite podcast app will have it. It's
mm-hmm.
it's listed on the Google and on the Apple and on the Spotify,
Podbean,
which is
Spotify, Apple. Google,
Amazon,
podcast,
Audible.
Amazon.
That's right.
Yep. It's all over the place.
So you can find us everywhere. The shirt that Robbie's wearing that comes in multiple colors, multiple sizes,
and they're so comfortable.
And they
wear so good.
They're $20 a piece. And see me, I have a box full of them. So
that he does.
$20, and you can pick the color. And if I got the size, you can have it. Notice that my size didn't come yet. They were on back order. So we will have big sizes too coming soon. But yeah, And do me a favor, follow the video on Facebook, subscribe, and like.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. So.
Yep.
Well, until next time.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Big John. We'll see you.
We'll see you.